This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
She said, hey, you know what he says about it? No, I said we fit together. He says this, he says that. You know what? It's maybe true or not true, but they just keep on, you know, gossiping about people. It is called Nanina. Nanina is when you say something about someone which you may have, or you may have, yet that person would not like you to talk about him in his absence. It's called Nanina. Because his Prophet Muhammad from the Ask of Sahaba, and he was a great Muslim. I said, Lord, I'm not in Ghiba. Do you know what Ghiba is? They said, you're full of Ghiba. And Allah was right. He said, Ghiba is when you talk in the absence of someone about something that he may have, but you talk in his absence and he will not want you to talk in his absence about that particular thing. Because some hadith to the Rasulullah, but he will not see. That is whatever we say, he has that investigation. He's my son. Riyadh is miser. Riyadh is not generous. And indeed, he's not generous. Indeed, he's miser. The Prophet says, if what you said about him is his bad, he does not have it, that's called Bursan. And if he doesn't have it, that's called Bursan, but he has it, that's called Riba. That's called backbiting. So which is worse, which is, you know, the slandering. So you have Riba, Nadina, and Bursan. You know, we say, that he has in Najari. You get to, you know, that you have in the fruit. The fruit of gathering. He said, the Prophet Muhammad said, he shall not enter Jannah. Namah, the one who gossips, he shall not enter Jannah. And he shall the Prophet Muhammad with the Prophet is sitting together. It is gathering. And then a man was talking to the Arab world, and who is talking about him? And the Prophet is listening. And then the food was not served yet. Before the food was served, he told the man, go and wash your mouth before the food. Normally, people, they wash their mouth after the food. So before the food, the Prophet told that man, go and rinse your mouth. He says, I haven't even eaten yet. He says, yes, you ate the flesh of your brother. That you were backbiting just a moment ago. And here comes another evidence from Umar and Abu Bakr. Because Umar and Abu Bakr, they were traveling, they hired a man to go with them to serve them, to cook the food for them. So as they were traveling, they were about to travel. Abu Bakr and Umar, they said, hungry. So Abu Bakr told Umar, yeah, Umar, where is the man? Let him go and cook for us. Umar said something interesting. He said, he's sleeping. He's in the Rajul of the world. He's a sleepy man. He likes to sleep. He's a sleepy man. He goes with him up, let him cook. He goes behind him, therefore, so he walks him up. Come here, Tabari. When my father was Tabari, when he finished the food, Allah told him, go inside Rasulullah, go back to the Medina, invite Rasulullah to come and have food for us. So the next thing to the Rasulullah, Allah and Abu Bakr told him, invite him for a minute. The Prophet told them, go and tell his dad, they've already eaten. They have already eaten. They haven't eaten, no, they've already eaten. So he came in to tell them, Rasulullah told you, you've already eaten. He went to say, Rasulullah, what did you eat? We invited you to eat with us. He said, what did you say about that man? What did you say about him? He's a sleepy man. You ate his flesh in his absence. That is called a demon. When the Prophet was asked, brothers, everybody here, management, everybody can finish it. Prophet Muhammad was asked, this is the word of Imam Ahmad and Tirmidhi. So, Qiyam ibn Abdillah al-Sahabi, he came to the Prophet and said, Ya Rasulullah, ma afwahu wa salat isma'un? Or tisma'na? Yes. He said, the sister of the brother. He said, Ya Rasulullah, ma afwahu ma zafafu alayhi? What is the thing that pierces the most? Imagine this. Ya Rasulullah, what is the thing that pierces the most? The Prophet held his tongue and he said, my tongue. The harvest of the tongue. The tongue can lead you to the man, it can also lead you to his father. Through the backbiting and backstabbing. By the way, what is the point? You're fasting, but you're giving your health benefit to somebody else. You're fasting, right? You're not eating. Yes, you're giving your other, that person that you're backbiting, that person that you have backstabbing. Ibn Mas'ud said, if there is any organ in the body that needs to be put in prison, any organ in the body that we need to jail is the body. He says, after what Yusuf, وقال نسوة في المدينة امرأة العزيز تراود فتاها عن نفسه محت وقال رجال في المدينة عظم وإن في وقت يقتل في السكتور الله عز وجل didn't say and the man in the town he said no Allah didn't say that he said and women in the town they were talking about what the woman of Yusuf what that means of Yusuf he did this women why because they're about to bring women they tend to do this You know what they said, you know what they said, you know what they said, you know what people were today, wearing that thing, oh, that's an all God's gonna take it. It's true. No, nothing. No, nothing. No, nothing. Right? No, nothing. See what they're doing right now. Read that in the Bible. Do all you want. For me, I'm not even for the sake of Allah, I'm not going to die. You're giving me all your hats to that. No, I'm not going to die. That's like a test on the buffet. Somebody says, you said, you know, this man was backbiting you. He says, hey, man, he's not this. He's not fuck anyone. I'm just going to come to you. I'm only coming to tell you, he's talking about you. He's saying, I didn't fuck anybody. I'm just going to come and tell me. Talk to me. Talk to me. I need to ask him that. Now, I'm not going to see all of you. I'm not going to use that comes up here. I'm not going to say that. I don't want to put my power on. Backbiting, huh? There's chocolate for backbiting. There's chocolate for Medina.